Welcome to the LA Dreaming Podcast. This is your host, Michelle, from LADreaming.com, your guide to exploring Los Angeles. In today's episode, we are discussing the best places to see Christmas lights in LA with Caroline from Love and Loathing Los Angeles, which is your guide to food, fashion, and fun in the City of Angels. You can follow her at Love and Loathing LA on Instagram, TikTok, and loveandloathingla.com for more ideas on what to do for fun in our great city.
Christmas is, my birthday is Christmas Eve, so Christmas is near and dear to me. It's a special time of year, and I feel like LA, you know, it's so big. It's hard to, you know, figure out that, and it's sunny year round. It's not, I don't know. I feel like that doesn't always add to the Christmas vibe, if you will, but you know, we're still trying, and there's still plenty of things to do. And I mean, it's LA for crying out loud. Like it wouldn't be LA if we didn't go over the top with these types of things. So I was really glad as well that, like, despite what was going on last year, that, you know, so many people and organizations and places, you know, pulled it together and still wanted to give people a reason to smile around the holidays. So,
and I think especially because of our weather, you know, yes, people do still, of course, go all out in their yard displays, which is something that you could see in any part of the country, really. But I think it's so fun to kind of get to have these LA type experiences, because in other states, you're not necessarily going to have these beautiful canals by the ocean where you can walk around and see Christmas lights. So I think, too, getting to really embrace and experience what makes a California Christmas unique is something that's really cool.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, yeah, we'll get into it. But like you said, like the boat parades, the marinas, the Lord, there's all kinds of stuff. I mean, the drive-through experiences alone. I mean, I don't know that any place else has that, or at least the level of which we have them available. So yeah, at least we've got that going for us for sure.
I truly think there are just so many different ways to celebrate and enjoy the holiday season out here that if you can't find something to do, you're just not trying hard enough, because there is something for everybody in all ages. And that's what I think just makes this so exciting.
Yeah. I mean, that's honestly like kind of my foundation of why I started my blog. So I feel you on that. You just got to try a little harder. There's something for everybody out here. I love that.
Well, let's jump right in and talk about a place that I know both of us would agree is one of the most magical places to see Christmas lights in LA, which is The Grove.
You can experience that for free. I mean, I'm not saying that the shopping you're going to do isn't going to, you know, be not free, but it just feels like the ultimate environment to like do Christmas shopping and like get your holiday feels in Los Angeles. And it's just all encompassing, like such a cool experience. And again, it's free to go. So
always bonus. And so beautiful. And I don't think they're doing it this year. And of course it didn't happen last year, but in the past I would try to go to their Christmas tree lighting ceremony almost every single year. And I think that is just another absolutely fabulous experience with fireworks. And I think the last year that I went, it was hosted by Seth MacFarlane, and then Meghan Trainor came and performed, and there were fireworks and it was free. And I paid for parking, but that was completely worth it for that experience.
So magical. Totally. Tree lightings are so fun. Yeah. I don't know if they are doing it either. I haven't seen anything on that, but I mean, I would be surprised if they didn't, but we'll see.
I couldn't find out if they were doing an actual tree lighting, but I did see I did see on One Iota that they're giving out tickets for a holiday television special that's going to be filmed at The Grove. So I'm not exactly sure if that's going to be part of what's going to be this year's Christmas tree lighting. But it made me really excited to see that they're at least having something.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So, I mean, the tree is going to be up. At least there will be the tree. I don't know about the lighting either, though. We'll just have to find out. Either way, still you can still go see it. Lots of lights and ornaments, and I don't know. It's gonna be beautiful. Good photo op.
Oh yes, and whenever I go, I always have to stop by Sprinkles and get the chocolate peppermint cupcake because it's my favorite, and it's only available this time of year. And I am a Christmas baby, just like you. I'm the 23rd. I always love getting birthday themed or birthday treats that are peppermint holiday flavored.
Yes. Oh my God. I didn't realize you were the 23rd. That's too funny. Birds of a feather.
Yes. So I can see why Christmas runs in our veins.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think kind of similar to the Grove, but different at the same time is the holidays over on Rodeo Drive.
Oh, absolutely. Such a, like another just total destination, classic destination, like, you know, the Santa and reindeer flying over above, I think it's at Beverly Boulevard. Oh, it's just so magical. And like, they do it right. I mean, that's like the more like luxurious luxury option for the holidays. And it's really fun. I mean, that's just, they do it right for sure. I will say though, they are like really funny about, if you ever want to go take pictures over there, which I haven't in the past, they are really weird about pictures. So you have to, if you want to take pictures over that way, you got to do it with just your iPhone. I mean, which everybody does these days anyway, but they're just trying to, you know, contain that magic and make the experience in person, which I get. So,
well, that is good. That is really good to know before you go, just to help set those expectations.
For sure. You know, they really have a lot of security. So, I mean, it's, and don't get me wrong, that doesn't make it any less magical. I would be, you know, just prepared with just your iPhone if you want to snap some pics.
And I think this year I need to add on my to-do list to see Rodeo Drive at night, because I have seen their Christmas decorations during the day, but I just have yet to be able to fit it into my schedule the last few years to get to see it at night. So I'm really hoping to do that this year.
So I always, you know, go out on my birthday, and, you know, I get kind of, it's a little bit of a mess because it always is like a prefix situation, and I always have to get reservations way ahead of time because it's Christmas Eve. But I actually always, my favorite place to go out for my birthday, because I love festive holiday decor, is actually Spago, which is right, you know, in that area. So I've been around there at night where it's where you can really see the lights and everything. And it really is, I mean, that's honestly why I choose it, because Spago goes all out with their decor. Well, at least, you know, they do a great job. It's so beautiful. And again, like being around Rodeo Drive with all the lights, I mean, it's really festive. So I'm right there with you. It's a blast. You have to go see it at night though, for sure.
Oh, now I'm getting an idea of what I might want to do for my birthday this year.
If you're looking for a good festive spot, I mean, that's like an occasion spot. I mean, Spago does it right, for sure.
And kind of similar to the Grove and Rodeo Drive, but again, different at the same time. I know the Block in downtown LA also decorates for the holidays, but that's another one that I haven't got to see at night yet. So putting that on my to-do list this year as well.
Definitely. They do like a whole epic light show. I mean, then the show goes, you know, a couple times a night, well, several times a night. And it's quite the experience. I mean, it's quite the like forward, you know, thinking experience. And again, like all encompassing, great for shopping, great for, you know, going to experience this light show. It's really one of a kind. It's totally awesome. They do a really good job with it. So, I mean, I haven't seen if they're doing it again this year, but I'm sure they are.
Oh, they are. Actually, I saw on Instagram, it launched yesterday. So it is live and ready to welcome everyone.
That's awesome. That'll be a fun one for sure. And another one you can experience, you know, for free. It's great.
Yes. And one in downtown, because I think that's really great that we're kind of mentioning places that are all over the city. So even if you don't want to drive that far, you can still find something to enjoy in your own neighborhood. Totally. But I do really encourage people to be willing to drive during the holiday season, because you're going to miss out if you're, you know, just wanting to stay in your own little area, which is completely fine. But I think it's just a really great time of year to go and explore a part of town that maybe you haven't been to before.
Absolutely.
And now this one is a little different than the mall experiences, and it is quite a drive. But the Festival of Lights at the Mission Inn in Riverside, I think has to be on everybody's holiday list.
Yeah. Have you been? Cause it was one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
I've gone on two different occasions. One time I went the week of Christmas, and then in 2019, I went on the night that it kicked off where they had fireworks as well. And that I looked up this year cause I really wanted to go again, but they are going to do the festival this year, but they're not doing a kickoff party. Cause of course they want to try to control the crowds a little bit more, but getting to see 4.5 million Christmas lights, it will absolutely take your breath away.
Yeah. I mean, and I went for like brunch and did the whole thing, and it was so much fun. It was such like a great little afternoon activity, or even, I don't know. I haven't had dinner there yet, but I'd imagine it would be just as magical.
I actually haven't eaten there during the holidays, but I've eaten at the Mexican restaurant in the front courtyard before. Yeah. So I think it would be so much fun to get to go back and eat during this time of year. I feel like this one especially is one that I really struggle to put into words how incredible it is and how much of a must see I think it is.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm right there with you. It's quite the awe-inspiring and gorgeous photo op too. It's just really special. It's really unique. That mission is just absolutely beautiful. And the lights just are like the icing on the cake.
Oh, yes. And I think just so full of history and absolutely worth the drive. It is a little bit of a hike to get out to the Riverside area, but I think if you go out there, you will not be disappointed and you will just totally be in awe the entire time.
Yep. Agreed.
Now moving more towards neighborhoods that decorate for the holiday season, is there a favorite neighborhood that you always look forward to going to, or do you have a tradition of trying to go to one area every year?
I don't. I mean, I know that like there's Christmas Tree Lane, which is like, I think probably the most like popular or the most like the one that I know of. And then what else is there? There's a couple more streets that I know are very specific to, having people come through.
Oh yes. Yeah. I have a few listed down here that we can go over, but kicking off with Christmas Tree Lane in Altadena, I think that one is probably the neighborhood that would come to people's minds right away. Cause I think it's famous and it just has a name. I remember the first time I heard it, I'm like, oh, I absolutely have to go there. I don't even care where it is, what it is. It just sounds absolutely magical.
Yep. And what'd you think? Was it as amazing as it sounded?
I did really enjoy it. I think if I were to rank some of the neighborhoods, it would definitely be in my top five, but mm-hmm. I think closer to number five. I think there's a few other neighborhoods where I just felt like maybe because it was a longer experience, it was a little bit better. I will say Christmas Tree Lane was shorter than I expected, because it for the most part is just a mile, but there's these gorgeous cedar trees that line the street that according to the internet are covered with 10,000 lights. And I really, really enjoyed my experience on that street.
What are the other streets that are in your top five?
So there's an area over in Pasadena. It's in the Upper Hastings Ranch area, and each street has a different theme. So it's really fun to get to go down the streets and see what that particular street, like what all the neighbors have decided to do for that year. But there is one house in particular, it's called the Harbeck Lights. That house alone is worth going out to this area. So their yard is covered in over 100,000 panels of lights. And then their lights are all synced up to music. And then they also have a TV that'll show like a little music video or a little cartoon to whatever that particular song is kind of in theme too.
Oh,
so cool. When I found it, I think my husband and I stayed, luckily there weren't a ton of cars the night that we went. So we didn't really feel like we were in anyone's way, but we stayed for about 10 to 15 minutes and it was something different the entire time we were there. So I think you could probably stay even up to 30 minutes without seeing the same part of the show. It is absolutely amazing. I think it's really unlike anything else I've seen in the area so far.
Oh my gosh, how cool. That sounds amazing. And that's on my list.
And I'll make sure to list in the show notes. And then I'm also going to make a blog post recapping what we talk about. So I'll make sure to share the exact location for that one. Have you ever been to, it's called Holiday Fantasies Come to Life. It's a house in Burbank that goes all out.
No, I have not.
Okay. So this particular house, it's really amazing because they go all out for Halloween and then they go all out for Christmas. And I spoke to the owner last year when I went by and she said every year they pick a different theme. So it's always slightly different. But they are massive Disney fans. So they last year they created a facade on the front of their house that was a castle. And then it was filled with all of these different mannequins from different Disney movies. And then they had a Walt Disney statue and then a Mickey Mouse Santa Claus that was doing meet and greets with people.
That's insane. So where did these people like get these lights and this money? And it's like, what? That's crazy.
Oh, I know. I honestly do not know how they are able to do it. And it is so much time and effort. I did see when I was there, they do have a Venmo set up. So a lot of people do donate to help keep it going. And I think the owner was telling me that over the years, they've befriended a few people at some movie studios. So I think some of the stuff has been donated to them.
Oh, but
I think at the same time, it's just also what they're passionate about. So I think they have just created this amazing experience just out of their own love for it.
Too funny. So cool.
And then I would also say, I think probably my absolute favorite neighborhood to go to see Christmas lights is the Sleepy Hollow area in Torrance. Have you done that one yet?
Oh, yeah. No, I haven't. I have not done really any of the like major streets yet. I mean, I honestly didn't even know about these until last year because I was looking for things, you know, for everyone in LA to experience. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't even realize that there were like, you know, as to be expected, but I hadn't really thought about doing it as like, I'm kind of more heavy in the experiential, like, you know, pop-ups and things like that. So another one that I really want to check out though, that it looks amazing.
Oh, it is so cool. But I definitely want to save you time because last year I decided to drive through it because I didn't know where to park. And it took 2 hours just to get inside the neighborhood. And then because it was so packed with cars, I couldn't even see everything because there was just no way to turn down some of the streets.
Oh, dear.
But this year I did find out that a lot of the places that people park to get into the neighborhood, they park on Prospect Avenue and then walk in, which is what I would highly recommend. Because if you walk the neighborhood, which I had done a long time ago because a friend of mine had grown up in Torrance, so when she took me for the first time, we parked at her parents' house and walked. But then going back last year, I had just asked her what the name of the neighborhood was, but I didn't think to ask like, oh, where should I park? Like, how do I get in? Right. And then my husband kept wanting to turn around and I was like, we drove too far. I don't care if we're waiting 2 hours, we are going in. but getting to walk around really lets you see everything. And I cannot think of another neighborhood that I've been in where it felt like every single house decorated. Of course, some decorate more elaborately than others.
Right.
But I would say there's over 100 houses that you, if not more, that you can walk around and see their decorations. I really cannot even explain how That's massive crazy. This area is.
Oh, fun. That's so cool.
Yeah. So I think it is absolutely a must see.
Yeah, that's great.
And then did you get to do any of the drive-through light experiences last year? Because I saw that some of them are going to come back this year as well.
You know, I was going to go I was going to do the Dodger Stadium one. And then I had some friends go and they said that it was just okay. So I didn't end up going to that one. But otherwise, no, because they're all pretty far out there. Like none of them are like right in LA proper. It feels like they're all kind of, you know, either out in like the valley. But I'm curious if you went to any that you liked, because there's a lot. There's like there's like Elf on the Shelf's Magical Journey. There's
The Elf on the Shelf one I saw this year. It's a walkthrough. And a few people that I follow went last night. And I kind of want to put that one on my list because it looks really, really cute. A few of them, when I saw them online, I was like, ooh, I don't know if that one would be as worth it, especially when we're so blessed to have all of these different neighborhoods that we can go through. And yeah, we're paying for the gas to get there. But other than that, it's free. So then at the same time, I was like, well, do I want to pay $30 or $40 a car, sometimes even more, to then drive through? But last year I went to the Electric Noel drive-through.
That was pretty far out there too.
Yeah, that was really far out there. Yeah. And I have to say it wasn't one of my favorites. So it's not necessarily one that I would recommend.
They all just seem to kind of fall a little flat on everybody. And I don't know if it was just because, again, like you were driving through, because like, I don't know if you've been to like LA Zoo or like Descanso for the festival.
Oh yes. I've been to the LA Zoo for their lights.
And that was fun. Like I really liked that. I had a great time, but it was like, I liked being able to walk through Enchanted, the Forest of Light at Descanso. I like being able to like walk through. I feel like there's something like in those situations, like it's one thing to be driving through neighborhoods, right? But I feel like the like experience, like it's over so quick, you know? And you're like, wait.
And again, it just adds up so quick. And there's just so many different things that I think we all want to do this time of year. And then of course we're buying gifts. And so it just adds up really quick. And so I'm like, well, of course I like don't want to go, you know, to five or six of these drive-through experiences. Right?
Exactly. Exactly. But you see that Dodger Stadium is actually doing an ice rink this year instead.
Yes. Which that I think I am actually going to try to do.
That looks and sounds like a freaking blast. I'm like, now that I'd be into, like that, sign me up for that. That's so cool.
And especially because not only getting to ice skate, I think it's going to be in the outfield. Like that is such a unique experience. Yeah. And again, it's something that you're actually able to do. I think, I guess maybe part of it too, with these drive-through experiences is like, you're not really leaving your car. And I just think it feels so different when you're driving through a neighborhood versus when you're driving through an event. Cause I think especially when we're paying money for something and it's supposed to be an event, I feel like we need to feel like we're participating, I guess, in one way or another. And just being in your car, it just doesn't give that same feeling.
I wholeheartedly agree. Like for me to want to do that, it better be like freaking spectacular. You know what I mean? So I'm right there with you. There's just been other things for me that I would have rather experienced than the drive-through lights, but it's not to say that like I don't have a lot of respect for how much effort goes into every single one of these. And I don't, especially if you've got kids and stuff like that, like, you know, that definitely I would be like, if it were me, I'd have a controlled situation. I, you know, get to see the lights. It's magical, you know, in and out kind of thing. But yeah, for me, there's so many other experiential things in LA that we're doing that I would probably, you know, go experience before the drive-throughs. But
oh, definitely. And I'm sure, you know, I'm sure some of them are better than others, but I've been really surprised by how many are coming back this year. Cause I saw Holiday Road is coming back up in the Malibu area. That one, I will say, I did think with the photos I saw, it did look like it was one of the better ones.
Yeah.
And then I know there's one called Christmas in Color, which is in the Raging Waters area. That one I've been a little iffy on because I haven't seen, I don't feel like I've seen enough photos to be able to make a decision on whether or not I think it'll be good. But yeah, I think this year, especially, I really want to prioritize trying to see more of the neighborhoods. Cause I'm hoping that Candy Cane Lane and the El Segundo area, I'm hoping that that will come back this year. And that's one that I've never checked out before.
I feel like that's, I just saw something about that, that it was coming back, but yeah, cause it wasn't there last year. Right.
Right. And I think the other Candy Cane Lane and Woodland Hills, that one also didn't come back last year, but I'm hoping it will come this year. And I know that all these neighborhoods that I'm mentioning, they are all on completely different parts of the city. So definitely probably can't do it, you know, in the same night or even the same week. But again, I hope that just helps give people an idea that regardless of where you are, you can find something to do.
Absolutely.
And have you got to see the Venice canals at Christmas time?
I haven't. I've just seen pictures and it seems like adorable. But again, like it's just like I've got to be down there with you know, either for dinner or something like that, then pop over there and go see it, you know, because it's not like it's not going to be like this time consuming experience, but it is something that I feel like I definitely want to see at some point, you know.
I really want to add it to my list. And I'm living in Long Beach right now, so it's going to be my first Christmas out in this area. So I feel like I can definitely go to the Naples canals to see the Christmas lights there, but I would also love to get to see the Venice canals just to also compare the experiences a little bit as well.
For sure.
And I've always wanted to see, I know the little downtown area in Santa Monica, I know they decorate for Christmas as well. So maybe if I make it over to the Venice canals, I can kind of group those two together.
Yeah, downtown Santa Monica usually goes out. The like 3rd Street Promenade has like a bunch of lights. It's beautiful. They used to do a great ice skating rink as well, like Santa Monica Ice, but they're not doing it this season. So hopefully next year with them, but I feel like at least if you want to go ice skating, Dodger Stadium sounds pretty damn fun.
Oh, yes.
There's another one though too. There's another ice rink in, I think it's in Huntington Beach.
Yes. That's, by the ocean.
Yeah.
Yes. It's, I think it's at the, Paseo Hotel.
Yep. Hotel Paseo. Yep. You're right. That's it.
I am really hoping to add that to my to-do list this season. A few years ago, I did the ice skating on the beach at Hotel Del Coronado, and that has been one of my favorite, I think, Christmas experiences.
Oh my God,
it's so unique. And whenever I hear ice skating on the beach, I'm like, that is so California.
So California. And that is so, such a great hotel. Oh my God. Such like one of my favorites. It's so beautiful. So historic. That would be so cool. I didn't even know they did that.
Yeah. I think that's another spot where, I mean, different from the Mission Inn, but similar in the sense that it's a hotel that just really goes all out for Christmas. Yep. And so, yeah, I highly recommend if anybody is open to taking a little road trip down to San Diego, you should go to Hotel Del Coronado, regardless of the time of year, but especially at Christmas time. And if you enjoy ice skating on the beach is so much fun. So they, you can actually get like a all day ice skating wristband, which my mom and I did because we wanted to ice skate at sunset. And then we left and went to dinner. And then we came back to do a little more ice skating under the stars later in the night. And it was just so much fun.
Oh, that sounds like a absolute blast.
But that's also why I'm like, okay, now that I've had that amazing and unique ice skating experience, now I need to have the Dodger Stadium ice skating experience.
Oh, for sure.
And I don't know if I know they used to have a really nice ice rink over in the LA Live area, but I haven't heard yet if that one's coming back this year.
Yeah, I saw something like LA Kings ice skating rink. So I don't know if that's the same one, but.
Oh, possibly. I'll have to do a little bit of research to figure that out. Yep. But is there anything else you can think of for Christmas light recommendations that we haven't touched on?
For the adults, I'm a big fan of, I love going to New York during the holidays because I think New York just does Christmas like nobody else, but, especially restaurants, bars, I don't know. There's just something so ultra cozy, you know, about the way that they go about decorating for all the holidays. And I don't feel like a lot of the restaurants and bars in Los Angeles do that. I mean, they don't really do much, you know, like there'll be something, but it's not much. So, I'm personally always on the hunt for restaurants and bars that are trying to do, you know, make it a little bit more magical. And, there's a bar in downtown called Here and Now that always goes all out. They call it, Blitzen's. It's a holiday pop-up bar and they go balls to the walls. It's amazing. It is so much fun. I go every year. They did a Christmas in July pop-up actually. And I went this year and it was so much fun.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So they will be once again doing their pop-up. And it's just so fun. They had like Santa and carolers and it's so cute. But then there's another pop-up that's coming up this year that I have not experienced yet that I'm excited to check out. It's called Tinseltown. And it's another just like Christmas bar. But again, they're like, that's entirely a pop-up. Here and Now is actually a bar that turns into Blitzen's. But this Tinseltown, I'm very curious about. It's the same people that have done like this Alice in Wonderland cocktail situation.
Saw that pop up on my Instagram feed this last week. And I immediately added that to my to-do list as well. So I can only imagine.
Yeah. So it's the same people behind that do that. And I've heard good things. So I'm excited to check out Tinseltown and see how that goes and report back. So those are the only other things that I'd say to go check out. Cause those are easy and fun and, you know, holiday friendly. So yeah. And I'll be both. I'm doing both this year for sure.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Well, I hope that I can make time for them as well. But if not, I look forward to living through you.
Yes, I will be definitely sharing all the ins and outs. So.
Oh, wonderful. Well, this has been such a blessing to get to talk about this with you. And before we go, would you please share where everyone can find you with your website and on social media?
Absolutely. So I'm on Instagram at Love and Loathing LA. I'm on TikTok at Love and Loathing LA. And the blog is just loveandloathingla.com. So Love and Loathing LA everywhere.
Well, wonderful. And I just want to wish you a happy holiday season and an early happy birthday.
Yes. Same to you. I love it. That's too great. So I love birthday twins. That's fun. Holiday birthday twins. You feel my pain and also my excitement at the same time.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll see you on the Instagram.
Sounds good. If you are willing to drive a little bit outside of LA, I do have some wonderful places in Orange County that I would love to share with you for where I recommend that you go see Christmas lights. First, there is Eagle Hills and the city of Brea, which is one of my favorite places to see Christmas lights in Orange County. Now, I enter off of Starflower and Birch, and this is a neighborhood where it is just covered in Christmas lights, and you can walk it, but unlike the Sleepy Hollow area in Torrance, where I highly recommend that you park and walk, I've always had really good luck driving through the Eagle Hills area in Brea. So that particular one, I would drive through, but if you do go and it's a crowded night, definitely park across the street and walk over. There is also the OC Holiday Lights in Tustin. Elliot and I went and saw this for the first time last year. And now as a neighborhood, not very many people decorate, but there is one house in particular at 151 Windsor Lane. And I will link all of these addresses in the blog post. And they go all out. And this house, you do not want to drive by this house, because in your car, you are not going to be able to enjoy and appreciate all that this house has to offer. Sometimes you can see Santa here. They'll have snow and bubble effects and lights. And there's just so many different things at this house. It is one of those houses that will just completely blow your mind. It's a Griswold type house, but just in the best possible way. Last year, one of my favorite drive-through light events that I thought was really, really good, and especially good because it was free for everybody, and they're hosting it again this year, and it is the Light of the World Christmas Lights that takes place at Saddleback Church. So you can get free tickets to this event on their website, and it is one of the longest drive-through events that I have gone to. And last year it started off and we saw Elsa and Anna and Olaf from Frozen. And so you see several different lights, and then eventually it does transition to more of a nativity scene. But this is such a spectacular and just beautiful experience. There is the Irvine Park Railroad, where they have the Christmas train and lots of lights that you can see there. There's also Tanaka Farms. They have a little Christmas tree area, and it's all set up with Christmas lights. There is the Merry Kiss Me sign at the Dana Point Harbor. And there is also El Corzo Street in Rancho Santa Margarita. That one is a pretty good area to do by car, so I would recommend that as well. One Christmas lights display that I did not even know about before this year is the Christmas Nights at 123 Farms, which is out in Cherry Valley, and this is incredible. They have over 1 million lights across their property, and it is just so hard to put into words how magical this is. The entire time that Elliot and I were exploring it, I kept gleefully saying, this is so Christmassy. There are trees just covered in lights. There's these lavender bushes covered in lights, buildings covered in lights. It is just so spectacular, so magical, so romantic. And it is a drive from LA. So what I would recommend doing is putting this together with a visit to see the Festival of Lights at the Mission Inn in Riverside. So if you're going to go all of that distance, you might as well see multiple things. But I promise you, if you come to these places, you will not be disappointed if what you truly want to see is just beautiful Christmas lights. I hope this guide on where to see Christmas lights in LA has helped make your season merry and bright. Wishing you a very happy holidays. This is Michelle from LADreaming.com. And if you'd like to connect with me, you can find me on Instagram at LA.Dreaming.